Today in Los Angeles, Cardinal Roger Mahoney presides over the dedication of the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels. It's the first new American cathedral in 30 years, and it costs nearly $200 million. Some question such a lavish new building at a time of church sex scandals and financial woes for the L.A. Archdiocese. Others see it as a place of beauty, community, and healing. No champion is more enamored than Cardinal Mahoney, who recently took NPR's Mandalit Del Barco on a private tour of the cathedral.
Perched next to the Hollywood Freeway in downtown L.A., Our Lady of the Angels has been called many names, everything from inspirational to downright ugly. Some say the adobe-colored building looks like a new Macy's department store or a county jail. But Cardinal Roger Mahoney thinks the new cathedral is divine.
And of course, these are the great bronze doors that Robert Graham has designed and sculpted. So there are images of the Blessed Virgin Mary from all of this hemisphere. Then below that on each side are 20 icons, total of 40, representing all the faith religious traditions that we know around the world.
So the idea is that it's not just for Catholics.
Yes, the purpose of a cathedral is to be also the great church for the city.
As our tour begins, Cardinal Mahoney talks about his vision of the cathedral and its outdoor plaza as the city's sacred space, helping to revitalize downtown L.A. He hopes to attract lots of visitors to the site, which sits across from L.A.'s Performing Arts Center and up the street from City Hall and the new Disney Concert Hall, now under construction. The bronze doors open and we enter the modernist 11-story tall cathedral built by Spanish architect José Rafael Moneo. The walls have no right angles. Natural light enters high above from windows made from thinly sliced alabaster.
It's very asymmetrical, that is, he does not duplicate anything. And he sees, for example, every chapel is a different size and shape. His idea of architecture, it should lead you on the journey, which of course is our Christian journey as Christians. So as you come into this very modern and contemporary entrance, you then see a 17th century Spanish retablo.
It's very interesting, this mix of old and new.
That's right. Well, and I think when people then come around the corner and come into the cathedral, they're going to feel very comfortable in here, because as you walk in, you immediately see the warmth of the cherry wood pews. You look up on the nave walls and left to the right, and you see these beautiful hanging tapestries by the artist John Nava.
Mahoney supervised every detail of the cathedral's art and architecture. He points out the bronze tabernacle, the 6,000 pipe organ, and the marble altar. He talks about the cathedral floating on 197 rubber pads to protect it from earthquakes. Then he heads downstairs.
We're now in the crypt area of the cathedral, and this is a mausoleum. The entire basement area of the cathedral is a mausoleum. It holds 1,275 caskets, and it holds about 5,000 cremation urns.
I see some people have already signed up.
Now, I did a double take when I first walked in here, saw my own name up here. And I said, well, at least there's no date on the right side here. So I said, that gave me a little pause for relief.
How much does it cost to get in here?
It costs anywhere from $7,500 for a cremation niche all the way up to $325,000 for one of the main aisle couch crypts. Or if you want to get a chapel, they're about $10 million.
This is expensive and exclusive real estate. It's even decorated with stained glass windows from the old cathedral, St. Viviana's, which was damaged by the 1994 earthquake. Cardinal Mahoney explains that the income generated from the crypts will pay for the maintenance. No other American cathedral has such a mausoleum. Most European church crypts are reserved for clergy and royalty. Not everyone is charmed by the expensive crypts or the lavish cathedral.
We don't look like the church of the poor. We're the church of the rich.
Jeff Dietrich is a member of the Los Angeles Catholic Worker Movement, a group of religious activists that plans to protest today's dedication of what's been dubbed the Taj Mahoney.
The Cardinal's more interested in getting people downtown and being the crown jewel of redevelopment than he is in being the crown jewel of the church and serving the poor.
Dietrich notes that the archdiocese recently cut its budget for its ministry and parochial schools. It's facing stock market losses, and the cardinal reportedly now has a hiring freeze. But as the new pipe organ is tuned upstairs, Mahoney points out that the cathedral was financed by private donors during boom times.
We have enormous programs for the poor in the archdiocese, our inner city schools, Catholic Charities. So none of that stopped, and none of this money was diverted from that. This is just one once-in-a-millennium project that people gave to once.
Today's dedication is by invitation only. Cardinal Mahoney plans to lead more than 500 cardinals, bishops, and priests in a three-hour mass. Still, the gala has been scaled down. Besides money problems in the archdiocese, 72 of its current or former priests are under criminal investigation for sexual abuse of minors.
The scandal has been a great tragedy for everyone.
Father Tom Rausch is a theology professor at Loyola Marymount University.
In some sense, it's going to detract from the celebration because it's more difficult to celebrate when the church is also grieving and mourning.
At the end of the tour, Cardinal Mahoney answers questions about his role in handling the sex scandal. He says he made mistakes in trusting that some of the clergy could be cured of their psychological problems, and he objects to criticism that he kept allegations of abuse from police.
For example, in most of those cases had already been reported to the police years ago. What they thought we should have done is called up the police ourselves in addition.
Cardinal Mahoney has instituted a strict zero-tolerance policy for abusive priests, and he's urged other bishops around the country to do the same. He sees the cathedral as a way to move on.
I mean, this is not built by saints for saints. So we see this cathedral as a place of healing, of reconciliation, not only through this particular scandal, but other crises that are unknown for the coming decades and centuries.
After today's dedication, blessings for Our Lady of the Angels will continue this week with a celebration of the many artists who worked on the new building. And the cathedral will host an interfaith memorial on the anniversary of September 11th. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.